Joining us now to reflect on that great night and the season is the Pirates promoter, Matt Ford. Matt, evening to you.
Good evening.
Firstly then, the important thing, how good were the celebrations after that win?
As you can imagine, they went long into the night. It was a great celebration for everybody connected with the club. And, you know, finally, we've all settled down.
Matt, you were outed slightly by Chris Holder on Twitter, of course, who was going on and on about having a big night out in Ringwood. And the first thing I could think, Matt, was, who on earth has a big night out in Ringwood on a Monday night?
What's that? Oh, Adam,
I thought
you'd
had them at the
String
Fellows or something.
You're not wrong. No, Chris was setting up a challenge. He's just bought a big house with 8 acres in Ringwood.
Nice.
And was setting up a sort of Ringwood challenge match in the evening, long after 12 o'clock at night, no lights. Typical Aussie style. Mm. So, no, I'm pleased to say that the real Pirates done their business on earlier in the evening.
Absolutely.
When does the planning then start for next season, Matt? Are you still going to continue the celebrations a bit longer?
I'm here now in Somerset, actually. I'm looking at one or two riders ready for next year. And it started immediately. In fact, it started 2 or 3 months before. And the club is built on success, and we need to make sure that we stay at the top of the tree. So, I think that we're pretty level-headed with everything, but we've got some great assets aboard for next year.
Yeah. What are your priorities then, Matt? What are the first things you worry about for next season?
Right. Now, if I'm totally honest now, having won 6 domestic campaigns, my biggest achievement would be to win the World Series, to become world champions and lift that crown. That's the biggest. We in the inaugural championship this year, we got a silver. Next year, to win a gold, that would be the biggest thing in my entire career of running the Pirates.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that later on, but as you brought it up, that World Speedway League that you sandwiched in between your grand final legs, what did you make of it? And what are your thoughts on the future of it then? Because by the sounds of what you just said, you think it's got a future as something that should be part of the Speedway calendar in a big way.
It's got massive legs. If you take back the history of British football, I understand that the FA didn't compete in the World Cup until 1950, that they chose to ignore it up to that point. And this is pretty similar for the BSPA, the British Speedo Promoters Association, that this is the first year that we've entered this event and we got a silver. But it's massive. It's huge. I mean, the TV audience is massive and was shown live in 130 countries. And I think that, we need to progress with this and hopefully that Paul will be the team to lead us to gold.
Yeah. Now, your annual promoters meeting is always important. Will you try and factor that into that meeting as in to make life easier for you? Will the timing of the season and when it ends come into your thinking? What are you going to bring to that meeting this year?
It's hard for the others to understand just how important it is, a fixture to British Speedway at the moment, because it doesn't involve them. And domestically, that's the most important thing for everybody, to make sure that things are right. On a personal level, of course, we want to be successful internationally and make sure that both British Speedway and Poole, in particular as a town, is given the right exposure. Mm-hmm. So, we're not far away. We're 2-3 weeks away from knowing exactly what kind of format we're going to have, what type of strength we're going to have, and I think that it's hopefully going to be good news for the fans.
Well, Matt, it usually is. Congratulations on another brilliant year, battling against all the odds, the off-the-field problems, the on-the-field problems you've had, the injuries, everything you've had to contend with, you and Middle-earth come through yet again, mate. Congratulations.
Well, it's always great to have the BBC involved, and you guys, having you involved with us is wonderful. So thank you very much to everybody, and we wish you a good new year, and hopefully next year will be the same.